All right, it is 8:41, and it's Friday. Thank goodness. The weekend is just about here, a Saturday morning tradition here on WPHM. For many, 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 many years now has been live phone calls from people who have something that they need to fix in their home. And for years, that go-to guy was Glenn Hagee. And, of course, he passed away late last year. And it never occurred to us that there were other people also doing home improvement shows in the world of radio, because Glenn was our guy for so many years. Gary Sullivan has been doing a very similar show, and he's going to join our lineup tomorrow morning. We're very pleased to have Gary on the line with us right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well, thanks. What is the number one thing that people seem to have trouble with in their homes?
It seems like everything. First, I do want to say Glenn Hagee and I, our backgrounds are very, very similar. And knew Glenn for probably 25 years and missed him at the Builder Show this January. We'd always have lunch together. So yeah. I knew Glenn well, and I know what people yearn for and that information. And hopefully I can help fill those shoes on Saturday morning. But, you know, people want to know a lot of things. And, of course, painting is always big. Concrete repair is big, plumbing in the wintertime, keeping ourselves comfortable and saving money in terms of the energy, insulation, and things. So we cover the gamut and look forward to people's calls. It's kind of like the hardware store of the air, if you will.
Exactly. And you give us peace of mind, too, because as a homeowner, I know that in the winter months, when it gets down to zero, five below zero, that can be kind of a nervous time for a homeowner.
Oh, absolutely. I just heard on your news report you're talking about the highways and, you know, how the frost and how the heaving and the thawing and the weight. Well, the same thing's going on in our homes. We have trusses that are expanding and contracting and concrete and frozen pipes. I mean, there's a myriad of issues. And, of course, our homes are our biggest investment for probably 99% of us. And we have to protect that investment. And that's what I plan to help everyone do.
Well, how did you, and I guess I'm interested in knowing, Gary, are you a radio guy that also does home improvement? Are you a home improvement guy who also does radio? Which came first?
Well, it's interesting. I'm kind of a home improvement guy that happened to do radio. So I owned a chain of do-it-best hardware stores from 1983 to 1997. I actually started doing radio in 1986. So the two kind of, you know, paired up well, because the things I would do during the week in the hardware stores was answer people's questions, and I'd be doing the same thing on the weekends on the radio. And then it just kind of grew, sold the hardware stores, concentrated on radio and TV full-time starting in around 1998 or so. And so, yeah, home improvement's been my, I worked in a hardware store when I was 15 years old, and so that's who I am. I guess that's my legacy.
Well, and I'll tell you what, home improvement is bigger today, I think, than it ever has been, because there are so many, you know, a lot of things that we wouldn't have attempted to do maybe, you know, in the past. Now we can really research it on the internet. We can look at videos. We can, you know, get enough confidence to tackle it ourselves.
Absolutely. People are so empowered. You know, one of the great privileges of living this time in the world is watching that whole transformation take place. And I think it really started in the 70s with, you know, the proliferation of big box stores. And then we got into the HGTVs and the DIYs and the internet and YouTube and guys on the radio. And so there's all this information. And I give a lot of talks and, you know, there's everything on YouTube, and that's great, but sometimes you still need to know the questions to ask. Yeah. People want to know how to fix it, what to use, and where to get it. And that's what we try to answer every weekend.
Yeah, we've got the best of both worlds now, because with the big box stores, with you know, online shopping, we can get anything that we need. We can go buy it. That's not an issue. But having somebody really walk us through it and tell us how to use it, that's what's important.
That's exactly right. And there's, you know, there's quality of everything. I mean, when you get to paint, you can buy $50 gallon of paint. You can buy $10 gallon of paint. And just had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and somebody goes, well, what's the difference? And I said, well, some just got more water in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, knowing quality, I mean, if you're going to spend your Saturday or your weekend fixing your home, your biggest investment, spending your valuable time, you want to make sure you're using the right kind of product. You want to make sure that you're using that product right. And, you know, that's kind of where we all need a little bit of guidance. A lot of times that local hardware store we used to get all our information, that person isn't there anymore. And we got to do a little more research. And we, you know, the biggest mistake you can make in your home is just try and wing it. And as we all know, everything on the internet isn't always true either. So you've got to be a little careful.
Absolutely. Know who you're talking to. And the guy that you're going to be talking to on Saturday mornings is Gary Sullivan. You'll hear him beginning at 10 o'clock right here on WPHM. Welcome to the Port Huron Market, Gary. We're glad to have you here.
Can't wait to get started tomorrow. Like I said, you're joining probably 280 other stations across America. And doing this show for 31 years has been a great privilege for me. There isn't a weekend that goes by that I don't, you know, leave the studio, get in my car, and learn something too, because we get people that call and say, hey, have you thought about that? Everybody knows when it comes to plumbing, there's like, 10 answers to every problem. So every weekend I learn too, and that's good. That's how, that's why we get together every weekend.
There you go. We'll be listening tomorrow morning. Gary, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
You're quite welcome. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.